The brachas that Yaakov gave to the Shvatim are all megale chalokim in avodas Hashem ki yadua. A bracha is be'etzem not something mibachut that someone wants something that he has no shaykhus to, and he goes to a tzaddik, or he goes to what they call today a mekubal. Don't know if they're mekubalim, but they call them mekubalim. A baba, whatever. And he hopes to get what he wants. That's not a bracha. The pasuk says at the end of the brachas, V'zois asher dibe Elohim avim v'ayvarech oisom. Ish asher kevirchosoi beirach oisom. Ish asher kevirchosoi. Zogt Rashi, brocho asido lovoi al kol echod ve'echod. The brochas that he gave were what the koichas that they had, asido lovoi al kol echod ve'echod. Tainu brochas v'loshen ribui. Like we find, Uberech es lachmecha. Rabbi Shalom was mevarech the bread. What does it mean he was mevarech the bread? Berech es lachmecha. You mean you have a lot of bread. You'll have more bread. Brachas v'loshen ribui. It's interesting, it's far as brought, that the osius of Borach, Borech, is base and a chof and a resh. They're all the twos. Base is 2, and chof is 20, and resh is 200. 2 is the ribui. It starts with 1, and then you have a ribui. So the whole mitzvah of bracha is ribui. Yaakov Avinu, with the brachas of Yaakov Avinu, he brought out the koiches of the Shivtei Kah. That their koiches which were there, potentially, the bracha is moitzi lidei foyal, these koiches of the Shivtei Kah is Klal Yisrael. And the different shvatim have a different chelik in the avodah haklolis of Klal Yisrael. So from all these brachas, we can learn yesoidus in avodas Hashem. Most people today don't know which shevet they came from. Maybe it's a good thing. Maybe some people come from Shvatim and then they'll be chaser in avodas Hashem. Maybe they'll go only be the tchula of the shevet, and not realize that there's an avoda klali. As the pasuk says, Rashi, with birech oisam, batam and loima birech oisam, lefi shenosa liyehuda kvurasari, ulevin yomin chatifosa shel zev, naftoli kalusa shel ayolo, yochol sheloi kolom kulom bechol abrochus, tamed loima birech oisom. Be'etzem every shevet has a chelik of every other shevet. But there are certain ikur koiches which come out. Al kolponim, it's a parasha which is very choshev for us to learn with that hakora. What yesoid is coming out from each shevet? Let's look at 2 shvatim. Ruvein bechori ato, koichi vereshis oini. You be'etzem are my bechor. My koyach, Reishis Oini, Tipper Rishoina, Yeses Seis, V'yese Oz. What's Yeses Seis? Zogt Rashi, Roy Hoyisa, Lios Yese Alechecho, Bikuhune. Loshon Nesias Kapayim. Be'etzem, Mitzad Ruvein was the first child to be born from Yaakov, had the kirch of Bechoira. He ought to have been the Shevet HaKahuna. V'yese Oz, Zogt Rashi B'malchus, K'mo Vayitin Oiz L'malkoi. And he should have been the Shevet of Malchus. Aber Yaakov Avinu carried on and said, Pachas kamayim al toisar. Dr. Ashi, umi goram lecho lahafsid kolele? What was goring that you were not the Shevet of Kuhuna, and you were not the Shevet of Malchus? Pachas kamayim. Hapachas vahabehola ashemi harto laharus kascho. Kamayim alolu hamamarim limerutzoso. Pachas, hastiness. Rashi says later it's a noun. The hastiness, the pachas behola, that she rushed into something. Beharot olaharos kascho, you rushed to show your anger. Al toisar. Al tarbe litol kol yisirus halolu shoyiruyes loch. Since Reuven had the midah of pachas, pchizus, behirus, beholo, hastiness, a lack of self-control. He didn't control his anger. Mihar tel harus kascho. When was this? Ki aliso mishkevei achi avicha os chilalto yitzui ola. When was this? When the maisa, when Rachel was nifteris, and Parsha tells us that Yaakov Avinu moved his bed to Bilhah's oil. Bilhah was the servant of Rachel. Rachel gave Bilhah to Yaakov to marry. Bilhah was a hemshech of Rachel in many ways. And Yaakov Avinu paskened that even though Rachel was the Akeres Abayis, she was the whole Iker, the Iker wife, after she was Nifteres, the Hemshech should go to Bilhah. And not Leah. Reuven was Leah's son. And Reuven was Tovea, the covet of Leah. Os chilalto yitzui. When he moved the bed into Leah, or exactly what he did to be merames to Yaakov, that he should be by Leah, not by Bilhah. Chilalto yitzui ola. Zogt Rashi in Shabbos, Chilalta oisa shame she'ol al yitzui. Dainu shchina. Yaakov Avinu, where Yaakov Avinu's bed was, where with whom Yaakov made his ikka oihel, was where the shchina came. We have no musik and what of us were. We think, okay, the Maisa, we have no musig of a person who has four wives, Baruch Hashem. No Pashut to have four wives. But by Yaakov Avinu, the whole relationship was a relationship with Shechina. The Gemara says in Soito, Ish v'isha, Shechina shruya b'neim. So it's a nice drasha which people say at Sheva Brochas, Vali b'neim, have a nice drasha on that Gemara. And I say it in the Vadim to Chasodim. The nice drasha. By Yaakov Avinu was Metzias, Shechina b'neim. Where Yaakov was, that was where the Shechina was. When Yaakov Avinu decided he has to be with Bila, he paskud, where is the Shechina going to be? It was Ke'ein and Binyan in the Beis HaMikdash. HaMikdash Ma'at. And Reuven came and interfered with these Cheshbonos. It's Ke'ilu, the Pasuk says, Vayishkav. Elochanami, the Gemara says, Koloimer Reuven Chota, Elochanami. It's not Kipshutoi, but Pashtus, Pachloikus, but exactly what it means if it is more Kipshutoi. Gansa Sugya and Shabbos. Al Kolponim, Reuven's Kavana was to be Tovea, the covet of Leah. He was Koyes, Ayetochet. Not by Leah. Chilalto Yitzui Olo. You mechalel the Shechina that is Oile al Yitzui al Mitosi. What are you interfering in Zachen which you have no Shaychus to, Reuven? What should he have done? He's Koyes. He's angry. Meile Rochel. He understood the Rachel was really supposed to be the first wife. And his Zayda made this whole trick, and Leah became the first wife. And at the end of the day, Leah brought half of Klal Yisrael into the world. Oh, but now, Rachel's not here. Leah! Reuven. Yaakov Avinu, your father, his cheshbonos. Go and ask him. Yitaveya, the Zayda. You're angry. Control your anger. Calm down. Go and ask Yaakov Avinu, Tati, why are you by Bila and not by Mami? And I don't know what Yaakov would have answered him, but he would have answered him. Or Pachas Kabayim. Biharto. Pachas Beholo. Kabayim Alolo Hamamari Lim Limrutsoso. Pachas Kabayim. The Mayim goes like a river flows in its course. It doesn't, the mayim flows, it runs. It doesn't have a cheshbon where it's going to go. It goes however it goes. Bimirutzosom. It didn't have a cheshbon. Mihalto. It wasn't thought through. It's a stira to kohen. And it's a stira to malchus. Why is it a stira to kohen? It's interesting. When you learn a pasuk like this, it says, yes, it's Sa'is. Sa'is is kohanim. It's from Chazal. Loshon Nesias Kapayim. What does that tell us? What do you have to think when you see such a thing? Why is the definition of kohanim, or the remez to kohanim, in Nesias Kapayim? Se'es, Nesias Kapayim. What's made us? Isn't the ikar of kahuna, korbanos, avodah? In Granada, they also do birchas kayanim. So is the pshat, maybe. Today, what's the ikar of the kayanim? Korbanim in Eretz Yisrael, you have that hargosha, birchas kayanim. Chutz Laaretz, a few times a year. Over here, every day. The birchas kayanim. So that's why it says, bichayra. It's more than that. Why says? What's the inyan of nesias kapayim? Efshe the pshat is, in the mitzvah of birchas kayanim, the chinuch says mishon she'a mitzvah shechofetz Hashem betuvei hagodol levorech amoy al yedei ha-mishonsim hachoynim tomid beis Hashem. The Rebbe Yishan wants to be mevorech as al yedei the koyanim the mishonsim v'chol machshavtom dveiko ba'avodosoy v'nafshom kshura b'yirosoy kol hayoyim. Who did the Rabbeinu Shalom pick to give the bracha to Klal Yisrael? Davke the Meshosim Achoinim Tomid Beis Hashem, Koyanim who are always shaykh to the Beis Hashem. V'chol machshavtom. What are Koyanim thinking about? Kol machshavtom dveiko b'avodosoy. V'nafshom kshura b'yirosom kol hayoyim. The koyanim, their avodah is mechayev them to be kaseder thinking about dveikus b'Hashem. To have a different level of yiras shamayim. Nafshom kshura b'yirosom kol hayoyim. U'bizchusom tochol abroch aleihem v'yisborchu kol ma'aseihem. And b'zchusam, the Shechina will come down on the Koyanim, and then they can transfer it to Klal Yisrael. V'al t'tam Eloima, v'luchovitz Hashem b'birchosam, yitzav v'yisom es ha-brocha, v'yitzorich b'birchas Koyanim. Frektus, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mevarech Klal Yisrael, be mevarech. What do you need? What do you need Koyanim for? What do you need the medium, the emtsai? Zochta, that's a yisod in avodas Hashem. Kvagdamti l'chopomim rabbis, many, many times he refers to this yisod, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be mezake as. Ki b'koyach hechshe ma'aseinu tochal abrocha aleinu. The Rebbe Yishon doesn't give stam a brocha. He wants us to be goyreim the brocha. We have to be roi for the brocha. Ki yodei baruch hu psucha lekol shoyel biyosei mukhsha mukhan lekabola satoy. We have to be roi to be mekabel the bracha. The Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't give any free gifts. There are no free gifts in Ruchnius. So how are we going to get the bracha? Well, we have people who are completely misbattled to Shechina. Their machshave is dveika b'avodosoy. The nefesh kshura b'yirosoy. They aroy to bring down the Shechina and bring it over the bracha mispashit to Klal Yisrael. What's the pshat that they have to be noisei yodeihem? The yodayim of the koyeim. Davke, he has to be noises yodov to be mevorech. Why? Why can't he stam give a bracha? Why can't he stam say yevorech? No, they have to be noises kapayim. The yodayim and the koyach hamaisa. The yodayim and the ike always represents the koyach hamaisa of the goof. When the kohen lifts his hands to shamayim, he's been misamel that he's kol kuloi batel Hashem. Machshavtoi, nafshoi, and even gufoi. It's interesting that Kedushas Kehuna is mechayev them with certain halachas Lemaisa, they can't marry certain people. That's Kedushas Kehuna. Why? Kedushas Kehuna. What's it, if he marries a Grusha, what's wrong? Well, okay, he can't be Makriv a Korban. No, there's even Kedushas Haguf. Keseh Kehuna, Kedushas Kehuna, is passed on from Av Leben. And if he messes up in the Kedushas HaKuhuna and he marries someone's also to him, then he's Mechalel, he's a Cholol. He empties out, as we spoke last time, he empties out his Kedushas HaKuhuna. This, even in the guf of the Kohen, is a Kedusha. So the Kohen, when he's Noisei Kapayim, he's misbattled completely to the Shechila. Hope I'm not making it shver for the Kohenim tomorrow. Oh, but that's the Maisa, what Birchus Kohenim is. Yes, Esa'es. You have to be mevatel yourself completely, kol gufoi to Shechina. Yes, Esa'es, Nesias Kapayim. Oh, if there's Pachas Kamayim, if the cast breaks out, and whatever the cast takes you, and even Mechalel the Shechina, to steer it to Kehuna. You have no control, you're not thinking. Where is the Machshava of the Kohen supposed to be? Dovik Mashem. Nafshom is Kshura B'Yirosoi. How can such a mensch be Koyes? V'yese Oz. Malchus is Koyach. Malchus is power. And Pachas Kamaim is a steerer to Malchus. If we give such power to the Melech, and he can be Koyes, and he does things without thinking through, how can we let him be a Melech? Is this Shoresh, which was in Reuven, was Soiser, all his descendants? They can't be the Shevet HaKehuna, but they can't be the Shevet HaMalchus. It's interesting that Yaakov Avinu didn't give Kehuna to any other Shevet. He left, as we know, he left the Kehuna to the Bechoros who were born as Bechoros, and there's not one Shevet, didn't make one Shevet Miyuchot. Until later on, Shevet Levi came and was Zoiche to Levoya and Kehuna. That's not Hasugya. In the Brachas, though, we see that he did give Malchus to Yehuda. How was Yehuda Zoiche to Malchus? Yehuda, ato yoiducha achecha. So the Targum, Yehuda, at oideisa veloi behasasa. You were moide, and you didn't delay. Bach yoidun achoich. So your brothers are going to be moide to you. The Targum Yonason explains a little bit more. Yehuda, anto desa al uvda de tomor. Begin Cain, loch Yehudun achoch. You were moide in the Maisa of Tomor. And because of that, your brothers are going to accept you and be moide to your Malchus. The Chayre very schwer. Wo steht Yehuda ato yoiducha achecho? The Yehuda was moide with the Maisa of Tomor. Yehuda ato yoiducha achecho. Wo steht das? Where did the Targumim see the Maisa of Tomor? Yoiducha achecho. They'll be becoming you for Malchus Melech. Where's that in Yoiducha? Oh, but where does it say anything about himself? So, Reb Chaim Friedlander brings Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra says, Yehuda Atah, he knows it, Yehuda Atah Kishimcha. What does it mean, Yehuda Atah Yoducha Achecha? Yehuda Yoducha Achecha. What does it mean, Yehuda Atah? Said the Ibn Ezra, you are Roy Lishmecha. You are Kishmecha. What does that mean? So the Chayra, why was he called Yehuda? The Pasuk says, in Vayetze, Vataha Oid, Vatelet Ben, Vatoimer, and Leah said, Hapam Oide Es Hashem, Al Kain Kora Shemo Yehuda. Why was she was moide? What was she moide for? So Rashi should not tell to Yosef Michelki. Me'atal yeshi lahoidos. The imahos were nevios. They knew that Klal Yisrael has to have 12 shvatim, and there are 4 imahos. That means that each of the imahos lichayra should bring 3 shvatim into this world. Leah's already brought 3 shvatim. Yehuda was the 4th son. She got more than her chelek. She got more than her chelek. Now she has to be moide. Everybody asks, what type of thing? Why wasn't she moide with the 1st son, the 2nd son, the 3rd son? We're supposed to be moide on everything. Only what you get extra, you moide. Moide on everything. Pshat is that Kiviyachu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created the world for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael has to have 12 Shvatim. Kiviyachu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give each of them in the Miyahos 3 Shvatim. That's not a matana. That's not something special. That's Muchrach. So there's nothing to be moide for Be'etzem. Because that's what has to be. And when she got more than her share, then she was moide. There's a famous medrash. Here on this pasuk, the medrash says, Leah tofsa plach hoidoya, ve'omdo hemeno bale hoidoya. Leah was toyface the Indian of Hodiah, the umness of Hodiah. And we Mela, from her came out Baalei Hodiah, people who were Moide. Who? Yehuda. Where was Yehuda Moide? Vayake Yehuda Vayomit Sodka Vimedi, the Maisa with Tomo. David Omar, Hoidu Lashem Kitoy. Daniel Omar, Daniel said, I'm moide to Hashem. A very shmer of medrash. Lei was tofsa plach shel hoidoya. Bimeila was the omda, bimena, people who are moide. But these 2 hoidoyas, the dugmas which we have, are completely different hoidoyas. Yehuda was moide, misvade, on the chet. He was moide that he did the chet. David HaMelech and Daniel were moide Lashem Yisbarach, hoidu Lashem Kitoiv. What's the kesher? Vaistois Chazal saw it's the same yesoid. The being misvade on a chet and being moide Lashem is the same yesoid. What's the Bi'ur HaDvarim? The Gemara in Soita, Daf Yudo at base, brings this Maisa that Yehuda was Moide. Vayake Yehuda vayome tzodka bimeni. That's the pasuk. Hainu de Omer Reb Chanin ben Barbizno. Omer Reb Shimon. Omer Reb Shimon Chasida. Yosef shekidesh shem shamay beseiser zocha vayisifeloi ois achas mishmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yosef, with the Maisu with Eishes Potiphar, he was Mekadish Shem Shamayim Beseiser. He wasn't Nichshal. And therefore, he was Zoiche to have another Ois of the Shem put into his name. Dichsiv Eidus Bihoisev Shmoy. Bihoisev, the Hey was added, Hey from the Shem Hashem was added to Yosef's name. Aber Yehuda, shekidesh shem shamay befahesia, zocha v'nikra kuloy al shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yehuda was zoiche to be mekadesh shem shamay befahesia. Zog the Marsho, it's the big moide, mivisvade, tzad komi meni, which he said befahesia. He was zoiche, there's nikra kuloy al shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the husband? When a mensch is misvade, or he does a chet, when he does a chet, the mashmos is that the Rabbi Shalom is not here. Oh, but when a mensch is misvade, and he comes back and he says, Lifnei Hashem, the vidu has to be Lifnei Hashem, Chotosi, or as we mentioned in Elul, the Indian of vidui. On Yom HaKippurim, we say, Al chet shechatonu lefanecha. So the chinuch, from the ike in yonim of vidui, is he makes the ayin roye, the ayin she'ina roye, an ayin roye. Pirish. When he did the chet, it's kilu he forgot that Kodesh Baruch Hu's here. And Ki'ilu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not there. Achilul Hashem, Cholol Reik. But when he's misvade lifnei Hashem, and he says, Hashem Yisbarach, you know I was choyte. And I was choyte lefanecho. Al chet shechotosi lefanecho. He's being moide. Hashem Yisbarach, you were there. There is no chatzitzes. You're everywhere. Vidui is mefarsim when a person does it for himself on Yom HaKippurim. We do it first of all ourselves, our own vidui. Is mefarsim to himself that Kodesh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Eino in milavadai. When we do it befahesi, which we also do on Yom Kippur in the tzibur, we mefarsim that Kodesh Baruch Hu is everywhere. Yes, we did averus. Al chet shechatonu lefanecha, but you were there. We restore the shechina to the world. We take away the chilul, the cholol reik, and we memale the cholol reik. When Yehuda was misvade befahesia, he was kidei shem shamayim befahesia. Zochav nikra kulei al shmoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the shame Yehuda? The shame Yehuda, brought in Svarim, is the shame Avaya with a Dalet. What's a Dalet? Gemara in Shabbos says, Gimel Dalet, it dashes the whole Aleph base in Perek HaBoyne. Gimel Dalet, Gemoyl Dalim. Dalet represents the Oni. Misha ein loy klum, les le mi garmei klum. The Oni doesn't have anything. The Gimel is the Oshu who's running after the Dalet, Gemoyl Dalim. Oh, but Dalet is a Dal. Yehuda was makir, the Be'etzem, he's nothing. He was makir, that it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. And by Yehuda, he was Zoiche. Then it came out a baskoil. Tzodka mimeni. Came out a baskoil and said, it was Taka, Yotza baskoil v'omra, mimeni. It was min hashamayim, the whole ma'isa with Yehuda and Tamar. Yehuda was zoicha ad kidei kach. But the shame Yehuda is al shame haidah. Haidah is to be makir, it's all from Hashem. Haidah, first and foremost, means to admit. Moidim anachnu loch, sho'ata hu Hashem Elokeinu. We admit that you are Hashem. We're not thanking you for being Hashem. We admit you are Hashem. And then we say, noide lecha, unnesape tilosecha, for a whole list of things. Al chayeinu amasurim biyadecha, nishmaseinu amkudis loch, anisecha, anifloisecha, vetoivesecha. But the first thing is to be moide. It's the same shoresh whether a person's moide on a chet or whether he's moide for a toiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. Leah was makir. Here, she tofas plach shel hoidoya. Hoidoya is it all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omda mimeno, baale hoidoya. Whether it's Yehuda who's moide, it says Sot Kami Meni, whether it's David HaMelech or Daniel, who's moide Lashem, hoidu Lashem ki toiv, it's the same shoresh. Who does licked in his name. Yehuda is Havaya with a Dalet. I'm a Kabul Kulay from Shamayim. Is Yehuda Ato, Keshivcha. You are Yehuda. You are Mr. Hidayah. I'll ask, the Leah called him Yehuda. And now he's called Yehuda al Shem. That's the Gemara in Sota al Shem, the Maisa, many years later when he was Moide. I can't. That's exactly what the Medrash here is saying. That the koyach of Hidayah came from Leah. And Leah gave it, when she called him Yehuda, she gave that koyach into Yehuda. That her son who's born is a Baal Hidayah. So when Yaakov Avinu says, Yehuda Ata, you are Yehuda. You are the Moideh. You're the Moideh. You're the one who's mevatel himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're Nikra al Shem Havaya. Yoducha Achecha. For you is Roy Malchus. You're the opposite of Pachas Kamayim. You're the opposite of the one whose midas take him wherever they take, Kamayim, however the Mayim goes. No, you're mevatel yourself betachlis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Melech becomes a Melech, we're told he has to write a second Sefer Torah. And that Sefer Torah has to go wherever he goes. V'kara bo kol yimei chayov. He has a special din of Limud HaTorah. And other people say, but they're a drush maybe. I mean, it's not so, but it's mamish drush. The haidu, it's doirish the pshat, the oimek of the pshat. V'kara bo kol yimei chayov. He should look into Torah and find Kol Yimei Chayav in the Torah. What's he supposed to do here? What's he supposed to do there? The Melech's job is to bring the Torah into Klal Yisrael and to be mani Klal Yisrael al pi Torah. And we find there's an Issa Gaiva. And where is the Issa Gaiva? Davke by a Melech. Because Gaiva is the opposite of being mevatel oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If everything's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no room for Gaiva. The Pasuk says, V'korah bo kol yimei chayev, L'man yilmad l'yiro es Hashem elokecha. The Melech is kaseida in a matzav of yiro. Yehuda ato, you are Yehuda, Yeducha achecha. Yehuda anto deisa al uvda de tomo. Begin kein loch yehoidin achoch, and zog the Targum Yodison. V'yizkorun Yehudoin al shmach. And we are all called Yehudim al shmach. Weißt du, this yesod, this klal of being moide, of living with the hakara, that we are be'etzem dalet, we're dal, and everything is havaya. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the yesod and shoresh of what klal Yisrael is. There are 12 shvatim, but all the 12 shvatim are called al shem Yehuda. Yehudi yani. Kol ha-mevatel avodah zara is nikra Yehudi. Mordechai is called Mordechai ha-Yehudi. Avodah zara is lehepech of being mevatel oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are Yehudim. Yehudim, we have to be mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to be back here. That what we are is a kli kibul from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the nisayon is the midas pachas kamayim. Person's midah, and he runs after the midah kamayim, and he's not thinking. That's a steer of my stories to me. I feel I eat. Not only is it a stira to kuhuna, not only is it a stira to malchus, it's a stira to being a yid. A yid is mevatel himself. A yid controls his midas. A yid learns Torah. V'kara boi kol yimei chayov. And he has to live his life. Al pi rotzon Hashem, al pi the Torah. Ah, his midah, he's got kas here. He feels this a pegiah in his father, in his mother, in this, in that. Like Reuven. Yehuda, be a dal. Think, you are supposed to bring the Shechina down here. That's a yid. How's it shayach? It's only shayach for a person. It's koveya es atzmai, kora b'kol yimei chayov. He lives al pi Torah. The hemshech of the bracha of Yehuda. Oisri la gefen iroi vela sureiko bini asoinoi ki beis bayayi levushoi bedam anovim susoi. The Medrash Tanchuma darshens whole pasuk ein yayin ela Torah dam anovim susoi. It was on the Sanhedrin that they were in the Chelik of Yehuda. The Lishkas Agozis was in the Chelik of Yehuda. Yehuda, as Yehuda Sholach Lefonav Lehoyreis, Yaakov Avinu sent Davke Yehuda to be Miyase the Yeshiva in Mitzrayim. In Ochanami, Yehuda is Malchus, Abba Malchus is Torah. For the Melech personally, that he has to be Kulei Torah, and his tafkid is to bring Torah to Klal Yisrael, to be Marbitz Torah in Klal Yisrael. Meiridikil Limudim, Rabbosai. Pachas Kamayim. We all have a missile of Pachas Kamayim. But we all are Yehudim. We all have the koyach to be koyvesh the Pachas Kamayim. And to live as a Yehudi.